Welcome to Jim Lang's Retire Secure Podcast, where smart money talks. Throughout his career, Jim Lang has made it a priority to provide his clients, readers, and friends with useful, cutting-edge information, as well as peer-reviewed financial and tax planning strategies, so that they can make the most educated decisions and really get the most out of what they've got. We hope you enjoy the following special rebroadcast from the Lang Vault. And please stay with us until the end, so you don't miss more information on how we can help you protect your wealth and ensure your family's financial security for the next generation. And now, Jim Lang.
Hey, Erica, if you don't mind, I see that John had a follow-up question, and it was about saying he's leaning towards a 3 or 4 fund portfolio, and since everything is priced in, should you just buy a total market? And just piggybacking on what growth went up, if you had just a single fund, you would not be able to loss harvest and reap valuable deductions versus the way we go about it when we have, say, 4 or 5 or 6 different funds by asset class. So I think that's one thing you need to consider.
Yeah, let me add this. There's nothing really wrong with a very simple even 2-fund portfolio. You could own Vanguard's total U.S. fund and Vanguard's total international fund, which would own also emerging markets in it. The problem with that is a few things. One, if you do that, then you're missing out on the opportunity to earn higher expected returns in asset classes that have provided greater returns, meaning small and value stocks, and also more profitable and quality companies have provided higher returns. So based on that evidence of there's what's called premiums in these what are called factors, we tilt our portfolio to own much more than the market does. So the market owns about 10% small caps. Our portfolios tend to be about 50% small caps, although we tailor it to each individual person. The market is about, let's call it roughly 20% value. We tend to be 2/3 value stocks because they have higher expected returns. They don't always earn them, just like the S&P 500 or the U.S. total market doesn't always beat T-bills. In fact, there are 3 periods of at least 13 years where the S&P 500 underperformed totally riskless one-month treasury bills. The 15 years from 29 to 43, the 17 years from 66 to 82, and the 13 years most recently from 2000 through 12. So we wanted, that's on value stocks, far outperformed the S&P 500 during those periods. The last point I want to make, which is covered in a book I wrote called Reducing the Risk of Black Swans with Kevin Grogan. If you own more small value stocks, as an example, that allows you to own a lot less equities because the equities you own have much higher expected returns. So if you look at the data over the very long term, let's keep it simple, small value stocks have, say, outperformed by 3% a year. If the S&P gets 10 and small value then has gotten 13, if my goal is to get a return of 10%, and let's say we thought that would be the returns going forward, I'd have to be 100% equities if I own the S&P, but I might only have to be 70% equities and owning small value. In fact, over the long term, a 60-40 S&P 500 and say a 5-year treasury portfolio has returned about the same. While small value may underperform because it's riskier, you only own 40%, not 60%. And the other side is your safe treasuries tend to go up a lot, and you own 60% of that instead of just 40%. And that really dampens what's called that tail risk. Your portfolio will go down a lot less in those periods. And that allows you to sleep better, stay the course, not panic and sell. So we think these are benefits that have really helped investors over the long term.
We hope you've enjoyed this special edition of Jim Lang's Retire Secure podcast, where smart money talks. If you've had your questions answered and would like to schedule an appointment to meet with Jim, call our offices at 1-800-387-1129. That number again is 1-800-387-1129. And if you would like to attend one of Jim's upcoming virtual events, go to paytaxeslater.com/webinars. That address again is paytaxeslater.com/webinars to reserve your virtual spot today.